harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 99. Recently, I've been watching the HBO show True Blood. Although the episodes mainly focus on vampires, shapeshifters, and other supernatural happenings in the fictional town of Bontemps, Louisiana, several episodes feature hoecakes. The other night, I'd had enough of simply watching the characters exclaim at how tasty these corn griddle cakes were and went to make some before the end of the episode. Now, the characters insist they must be fried in bacon grease, and I understand that would be very delicious. But since I was making these spontaneously in the middle of the night, I opted for butter. After looking at several different online recipes, I decided to develop one of my own. I wanted my cakes to be a bit sweet and also gluten-free, so this is what I came up with. 1.5 cups of stone ground cornmeal, 1/3 cup of arrowroot powder or cornstarch, 1 to 2 tablespoons of light brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of milk, 1 egg, and then bacon grease or butter for cooking. Heat a skillet, or even better, a pot, over medium heat. You'll want it hot, but not burning. Mix all of the dry ingredients together, then add the wet ingredients. Whisk until it is completely combined. Once the skillet is hot, melt a large amount of butter or bacon grease in it. Spoon or pour your mixture onto the griddle. When the bubbles form and pop through the cake, it's time to very carefully flip. I found this recipe to be very easy as well as gratifying to eat while watching the show. This recipe should make 6 or so small cakes. You can enjoy them with butter. I had some with maple syrup on them, and I imagine they would be good with anything sweet or savory. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to me at sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh.